I'm over here in the White Sox locker room, and I got the man here, Sam.
Yes, sir.
How are we doing today, Sam?
Good.
Well, you know, not too long ago, you was on the coach show, and you had just broke in with your debut in the big leagues. Now you've been out there, got your feet wet, and you're trying to act like you're the man out there.
No, far from it. But, yeah, it's been fun so far.
So, man, you caught on pretty quick so far to this big league.
Yes, sir. Still a lot of stuff to learn and a lot of stuff to get better at and see something new every night. So, like I said, it's been just been fun so far.
So you out there in beast mode, though, out there?
I try to be, yeah.
So, I mean, again, for a youngster coming up to the big leagues, it's an adjustment period. I mean, you made the transition seem so seamless. I mean, what do you attribute to the key to success?
Just the preparation. If you're prepared and you know what the game plan is and the scouting report and how to go about things, you do that on a consistent basis at a high level, the game comes a little bit slower, a little bit easier. So just being prepared.
So, you know, when I looked at your bio, you were originally a second baseman.
Yes, sir.
What you doing out there in that field?
Just go wherever they tell me to and try and run and catch the ball, I guess. So whatever they need.
And then you showing up all other outfielders because you just making diving catches, running catches. You doing it all out there.
I've had some bad plays in there too, but it's been challenging just to understand the position, but learning something new every day. It's been a blast to learn a new position and just be more versatile.
And I guess you're still learning the routine of a major league, to travel, keep your body up. I mean, how tough is it to play 3-4 days in one city and go to another city on a plane in and out of hotels?
Yeah, it's definitely hard on the body. It took some adjusting. I think that was a lot more harder than the game itself, just to turn around after like a 7 o'clock game and play at 1 o'clock the next day. You don't really see that in the minors. So just being able to learn how to understand what your body needs and how to go about it.
So you still up across the field and kind of be at all the major league players you once saw on TV and idolized, and now you're on the same field?
No, not really. But you kind of get an understanding that, like, yeah, you grew up watching them and now you're playing against them, but at the end of the day, you're not here to, you know, be in awe about them. You're here to go against them and beat them.
Yes, sir.
Gotta have that mindset going in.
And you know, you're a young group of guys that just, the so-called experts, you were surprising them with your success, but at the same time within, y'all know your ability and y'all feel very comfortable out there.
Yeah, this is a tight-knit group. Who knows what we need on a daily basis, and come to the field every day knowing we got a good shot to win. Not a lot of teams can say that, so just getting our stuff done on a daily basis and getting after it.
And the fans have started to come out and get behind you guys to support. How big is that, or do you even realize 20,000 fans streaming the Hollywood game?
Yeah, it's big, definitely. Just have that support, especially on random Monday or Tuesday nights, and the rates popping. So it's cool to see. From what I've heard in the past, it hasn't been like that in a while. So the home fans definitely help us.
Hey, you know, you guys in first place, and rumor has it that Mike Vassell taking all the credit for y'all being in first place.
Yeah, takes credit for a lot of stuff.
But, so I hear.
But just a good teammate, and happy to call him a teammate.
Okay, last question. What did you do with your first major league home?
Hell yeah, I don't even know what I did with it. I gave it to my parents and my mom. Mom probably has it somewhere.
You supposed to say I got it on the wall or framed it. No. Just another day at the office for you.
Yes, sir.
Coach on the road with Sam.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you.